Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Kuf Yud Beis, Sanhedrin 112. Pagination is 223. We start about midway on the page. Last word on a line after a two dots is Hakei. And we're making reference to the words of the Mishnah on the facing page regarding Ir HaNidachas. An Ir HaNidachas is a city that's a Jewish city that has deviated from Torah so far gone. The expression is that it doesn't even have a mezuzah among the residents, and the residents are worshipping idols. And the pasuk tells us, Hakeis hakeis yoshevei ha'ir, you should strike the people of the city. Now, the Gemara does tell us, as we've mentioned on other occasions, that Ir HaNidachas lo haya v'lo asad liyos, it never happened, it will never happen. Nevertheless, there is such a mitzvah, and there are things that are to be learnt from the mitzvah. We'll focus more on a legal level in this session, rather than the hashkafa discussions. And the legal dimension over here is being focused on travelers, visitors to the city. So it's interesting. You'll recall in Monopoly the famous image of the corner plot of land on the board that's jail, but it's possible to be just visiting and you're not in jail. You're just visiting. So, what would happen, Tanu Rabbanon, regarding Hachameres v'Hagameles ha'overes mimakom lamakom, a person who was there in the city at the time that the judgment was issued, or that they're judging the case, and they're only there because they are a donkey driver or a camel driver. You could see the first words on the line, hachameres, the root word chamor, and gameles, the root word gomel, donkey and camel respectively. Lanu besocha v'hudchu ima, they slept overnight and they were joined, I guess like when the authorities surrounded and moved in, they were caught, and they were indeed people who also worshipped idols, but the question is, are they being judged on their own wrongdoing, or as part of the city? And the ruling is different. There's a different death penalty, and what happens to the money if the person is killed for their own sins? Then the money remains for their inheritors. Whereas, if they're part of the Ir HaNidachas, then the money is destroyed. So the Gemara tells us, Em nishtau sham lamed yom, if they remain there for 30 days, so that there's a degree of dwelling over here, and it satisfies the pasuk Yoshevei Ha'ir, so then Hein Besayif u'mamonon Avad, then they get that type of punishment, and their money is lost. Pachos mikan, if it's less than that, hein beskila, it's a different punishment, umamonan palat, and their money emerges, can be saved. So right now, to satisfy the pasuk of Yoshevei Ha'ir, we're working with the number 30 days. If they're there less than 30 days, they would be judged on their own wrongdoing, but not as part of the city, because they're not dwelling there. They're there for 30 days, they're dwelling there, they're part of the city. Asks the Gemara Viraminhi, I'll ask you a question. Kamo yiyah bo'ir v'yiyah ka'anshei ho'ir yud beis chodesh. How long do you have to be in a city to be counted as part of the city, as Rashi helps us, regarding tzorchei ha'ir, the needs of the city? Let's say they're building a fence and they need everybody to participate. So if you're there for 12 months, then you're considered part of the city. And over here, the critical question is, are you there for 12 months or not? Not 30 days. Amar Rava, Rava explained, lo kasha, shouldn't bother you. In other words, there's a very clear distinction. To be part of the Ben Ha'ir, that requires a greater amount. That requires 12 months. If you only want to be from the dwellers of the city, so you dwell there long enough that you're no longer just visiting, so you're a dweller. Dweller is like a fact. You're there. Ben Ha'ir is already earning a title. You could have somebody who's in yeshiva. He's in yeshiva. That's where he is. If he's just there for one day, he's not in yeshiva. But he's there. He's there for a period of time. He's in yeshiva. But to make him a Ben Torah, that's a whole different level. That's a title already. So Rava says there's a distinction to be Yoshvei Ha'ir, that's 30 days. To be a Ben Ha'ir, that's 12 months. Vahatanya, Rashi says, is Benichusa, as we learned. Hamoder Hanam Ibnei Ha'ir, if a person makes a vow, you could have a vow that he's saying that he doesn't want to benefit Mibnei Ha'ir, from the people of the city. You could likewise such a vow that they should not benefit from you. If they're a Ben Ha'ir, he's very angry with the city. That's what he says. Im yesh adam shenishtasham yud beis chodesh, if there's someone who's been around there for 12 months, asa lehanas mimenus, and then that person is included in this vow. Pachas mikan, if it's less than that, muta lehanas mimenu, you could have benefit. Biyoshvei Ha'ir, but if he said he doesn't want to have benefit from the dwellers of the city, so imishtah lamed yom, asa lehanas mimenu, even 30 days would become prohibited. Pachas mikan muta lehanas mimenu, if it's less than that, then you're allowed to have benefit. And indeed, we find in different areas, the 30-day concept or the 12-month concept applies depending on the halachas. We find by tzedakah, to be obligated to give or to be allowed to take, that the community should support. So there are different levels. A person who's there just because he's there, so we give him something. We don't want anybody to go hungry. But if he's there for 30 days, it's different. If he's there for 12 months, it's different. And likewise with the obligations. What do you impose on a person if he's there 30 days, if he's there 12 months? What level of involvement does he have with the city? We also have a discussion regarding mezuzah. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, if a person is renting, so the obligation of mezuzah, as it's typically described, is potter until 30 days have elapsed. 30 days, and you're obligated in mezuzah. Interestingly, there's a question, if a person signs a contract of rental, but he signs a 12-month contract, a 3-year contract, so then that could very well be very different than the 30-day relationship that the Gemara was describing. The Gemara was describing without any contracts. Once you're there 30 days, you've established residence here. Could be, some poskim argue, that if a person signs a contract, then he's in. He's got a contract. This is his place of residence. And that is a discussion that still needs to be applied appropriately in these different cases. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.